Good Monday. Today is January the 6th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to start off today talking about some educational opportunities, as it is that time of the year for winter agronomy meetings and Corn Soybean Day 25 coming up. We also want to talk about some unique scholarship opportunities, but those deadlines are fast approaching as well. We'll have all the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to start off this Monday morning talking about some educational opportunities and different winter agronomy programs you may want to take part in. The first of those is a big one that happens every year in Northwest Ohio. It's Corn Soybean Day. This takes place on Friday, January the 17th from 8 until 2:30 at Founders Hall over in Archbold, Ohio. And to register for this, simply go to their website. go.osu.edu/cornsoy25. Reason we're talking about it right now is that early bird registration ends today. That gets you in for $40. If you'd like to take advantage of that early bird opportunity, you're going to want to get online, go.osu.edu/cornsoy25, and get your name in for that. But a good program, again, it has obviously a lot of university research being shared, as well as an hour of fertilizer recertification. Also, they've got private and commercial pesticide applicator recertification and CCA credits available with that program as well. So a lot of opportunities there to take advantage of. Well, along the same lines, we want to talk about another deadline coming up at the end of the week, and that is for scholarship opportunities, this time with the Ohio Soybean Association. And Morgan Anderson tells us more.
This news coming in today from the Ohio Soybean Association. The Ohio Soybean Association announces $2,000 in available scholarships. The Ohio Soybean Association, or OSA, is excited to offer two $1,000 scholarships for the 2025-2026 academic year. Acting as the membership and policy arm for Ohio soybean farmers, OSA decided to create a scholarship program to support students interested in advocating for the future of soybeans. The OSA Board of Trustees and staff members will choose two individuals that exemplify a passion for the soybean industry to each receive a $1,000 scholarship. All majors are eligible, but applicants must show a strong interest in the soybean industry and agricultural advocacy. Applicants must be a full-time student at college, university, or a technical school and have completed 15 hours of credit and must be available to provide proof of legal residency in Ohio. Those who apply must also have a GPA of 3.0 or higher and must be a child or grandchild of an OSA member or be a student and young adult member themselves. Those interested should apply no later than Friday, January 10th of 2025 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by visiting soyohio.org/OSA scholarship. The application asks for at least two letters of recommendation, a personal essay, academic information, community involvement, and awards and honors. If there are any questions about this scholarship or your membership status and how to join, please contact Mackenzie Joseph at mjoseph@soyohio.org. I'm Morgan Anderson.
Thanks, Morgan. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, students can now apply for scholarships to support and attend classes at Stone Laboratory, the Ohio State University's Island Campus on Lake Erie. Stone Lab offers college credit courses and workshops each summer on topics ranging from algae identification to aquatic biology, and credits are transferable to most colleges. Now, the deadline to apply for the scholarships is February 15th of 2025 for Ohio State students and March 28th of 2025 for non-OSU students and high school students. Stone Lab classes, as part of the College of Food, Agricultural, and Environmental Sciences, provide students with hands-on outdoor science experience in areas such as amphibians, birds, fish, local plants, and foundational knowledge about numerous Lake Erie ecosystems. Introductory courses are open to advanced high school students, sophomores, juniors, and seniors who have already taken biology, as well as to college undergraduates in any major, while a wide variety of advanced level courses are ideal for science majors looking for that practical experience in their chosen field. The value of a Stone Lab education is immeasurable, and that's why we're dedicated to providing these scholarships to as many students as we can. That from Ohio Sea Grant and Stone Lab Director Dr. Chris Winslow. To see a full list of the scholarship requirements and to apply, you can fill out an online application at go.osu.edu/aid. Students currently enrolled in an Ottawa County high school and educators employed full-time in an Ottawa County school K-12 may also apply for a full-time scholarship funded by the Ottawa County Community Foundation, an affiliate of the Greater Toledo Community Foundation. Details there are available at go.osu.edu/aid. And the Ohio Sea Grant is supported by the Ohio State University College of Food, Agriculture, and Environmental Sciences, School of Environment and Natural Resources, Ohio State University Extension, and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association Sea Grant. That's a network of 34 Sea Grant programs nationwide dedicated to the protection and sustainable use of marine and Great Lakes resources. Stone Lab is Ohio State's island campus on Lake Erie and its research, education, and outreach facility of the Ohio Sea Grant and part of the KFIS School of Environment and Natural Resources. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.